Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Lucifer always tries to be a deceiver, and I won't get into that, but I just want you to notice that only Jesus Christ is called the bright and the morning star. Lucifer tried to steal that name, okay? Let me move on. Verse number 17. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Again, this is a very, very significant verse in Scripture. It is the last invitation given for people to come to Christ. All through Revelation, we looked at this about the last. We see the final prophecy, the last prophecies, the last preparations, the last proclamation, these other things. But we see here the last invitation given. And this last invitation is, I read this years ago, is like two sides of a coin. When it says, come, then Lord Jesus, and the other is come to the Lord Jesus. In other words, there's two thoughts here. The Spirit and bride say, come. Jesus has talked about, I'm coming, I'm come quickly. The Spirit and bride say, come, and let him hear it say, come. They're ready for his coming. Are you following? And then let him that is athirst come. The first one is come, Lord Jesus. The other one is come to the Lord Jesus. Did you catch that? This is yes, this is no. Come, Lord Jesus. Then when you see it, it's to come to the Lord Jesus. Not only the Spirit and the bride say, Christ, come back to the world. They also say, world, come back to Christ. That's what you get here in verse number 17. This last invitation, a wonderful thought. Here, matter of fact, the last invitation in Scripture, let me throw this at you. The reason anyone responds to the gospel, let him that is athirst, they respond. Let him that is athirst, they respond to the gospel because they're thirsty. And then we see the restrictions on anyone who responds to the gospel. It says, and let him as thirst come, and whosoever. What is the restrictions? There is none. Whosoever will. I love that. And I could go on and on. There's not only restrictions, there's the responsibilities of those responding to the gospel. Whosoever will. It's your choice. It's your choice whether you want to be saved, whether you trust Christ, or you reject Jesus. Whosoever will. The responsibility. All these things we see, and I got to move on. I'm never going to finish this. Verse number 18 and 19. We see, first of all, in verse number 18, the warning against addition. Verse number 19, the warning against subtraction. Verse number 18. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add, here's the addition, unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. Listen, you do not tamper with the word of God. You don't add to it. Again, time's getting away, and you sure don't take away from it. In verse number 19, if any man shall take away from the words of this book, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things that are written in this book. This passage is so misunderstood. So misunderstood. A lot of people believe because of this verse, you can lose your salvation. In other words, if they take it, if any one man shall take away from Scripture out of the words of this book, God shall take out his part out of the book of life. And they'll say, see, preacher, you can lose your salvation. No, I'm here to tell you, and again, I got 2-3 minutes, and I have so much here. I may finish this next week. It's so important that the book of life that it's referring to here and other places in Scripture, it's the book of the living of all people at all times, even at the point of conception. Are you following? the book of life. Jesus knows everyone who's ever lived on the face of this earth. Jesus knows everyone who was even aborted. They're in that book of life. Preacher, you are crazy. I'm going to read you some scripture and I'm going to show you some things. Babies, my wife's had a couple of miscarriages over the year. We have 7 kids. We've lost one, another one. Anyway, long story short. That baby, when she lost that baby miscarriage, do you know that baby is in the book of life? What you think on these? God knows that baby that died in the womb of the mama. Are you following the thought? There is so much here. Let me give you some scripture. In Moses in Exodus 32:32, the sins of Israel, and boy, there's so much. Can I finish this next week? I won't rush through this because everybody, is your name written in the Lamb books of life? Yes, it is. So is yours. So is everybody. They've all been written. But listen, at the point of death or whenever, God will strike your name out of the book of life. Are you following? This is yes, this is no. A lot of people don't grasp this. That's why I don't want to rush through the Exodus 32:32. Moses, he says this, blot me, I pray thee, out of thy book, which thou hast written. Moses knew something about this book. And if you go to Exodus 32, and we won't have time, we won't do it maybe next week. I said I was going to finish this. I ain't no way I can finish it next week. There's some dots there. There's a great pause. And it's known as the greatest pause in the Old Testament. In Exodus 32:32, when he says, blot me, I pray thee. You'll see that in there, out of the book of, anyway, let me move on. Is this boring to y'all? Y'all need to understand some things. David in Psalm 69:28 says this, let them, the wicked, be blotted out of the book of the living and not be written with the righteous. David knew something about that. He said, let the wicked be blotted out of the book of the living and not be written with the book of with the righteous. Psalm 69:28. Proverbs 10:7. The memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. Psalm 9:5. This is a good one. It's not a good one, but you know what I mean. That's a bad phrase. It's terrible. Anybody goes to hell. Terrible. But the Psalm 9:5 says, thou hast rebuked the heathen. Thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast put out their name forever and ever. Out of what? Out of the book of life. Because they're wicked. They're evil. In Revelation 22:19, if any man shall take away from the words of this book, God shall take out his part out of the book of life. They are not losing their salvation. They were never saved. This is yes, this is no, and this is I have no idea what you're talking about, preacher. We'll talk more about this next week and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. I'm so glad I'm saved. I'm so glad I'm on my way to heaven, aren't you? And if you don't know Christ as your Savior, it's our prayer that your name will be found written in the Lamb's book of life. When you stand before Christ, is your name written there when it, and it hadn't been blotted out? Boy, I pray that. Our Father, we thank you. Lord, we thank you for Jesus, for what he did for us on the cross of Calvary, for his shed blood, for that great salvation. Lord, we're here to worship you and you alone. Lord, I pray that you'll be pleased with what takes place here. Lord, we're not here for entertainment. Lord, the world offers that. We're not here for excitement. Lord, there's some folk look for that. Lord, we're just here to honor you, to glorify you, to praise you, because you're altogether worthy. We'll be careful to give you praise, honor, and glory to your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Let's get ready for
you've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.